What the program is going to do is it's going to help you to learn how to identify your fears. I'm not talking about physical safety fear. There's the fear of losing something that I have, or the fear of not getting something I desire. And what happens is that when we have something that where we have something that we're fearful of losing or fearful of not getting, that fear causes us emotional pain. A lot of times we don't identify that emotional pain, nor do we alleviate that emotional pain. And that emotional pain's got to go someplace. So it ends up going to the emergency escape valve emotion of anger. And then I take that anger and I direct it at somebody else, or I direct it at myself, or I direct it at property or objects. What I'd like you to start to recognize and to see is how anger is always the secondary emotion. I don't care who you are or what you're angry about. Anger is always the secondary emotion. So that means it's preceded by a primary emotion. So that primary emotion could be sadness, disappointment, shame, embarrassment. But one feeling always comes before anger, and that's fear. The fear of losing something that I have, or the fear of not getting something I desire. So what happens is as I'm interacting with another person, something happens and I become frightened, then I get angry, and then I react. So it's three distinct moments. But for a lot of us, it feels like it's all happening at the same time. So what the program is going to do is it's going to help you to learn when you find yourself getting angry, to learn how to step back and ask yourself, what am I fearful of losing? What am I fearful of not getting? When I can identify what I'm fearful of losing or not getting, and then do what I need to do to alleviate that fear, see, then I don't have to turn it to anger. It's because I'm not identifying, nor am I alleviating my fear, that I keep turning it to anger, but the anger doesn't make the fear go away. So the program is going to help you to learn how to identify those fears, and then it's going to show you tools that you can use to alleviate them so that you don't have to turn them to anger. We all have an self-esteem, and sometimes we end up, when we're in a relationship with someone that where we're arguing or fighting, we're not going to feel so good about ourselves like we do when we're not arguing and fighting. And so we end up feeling low self-esteem. And what a lot of us do is a way of trying to have to avoid conflict with another person is we'll respect the needs and wants of the other person, give them what they want to need, but we won't respect our own needs and wants and ask for what we want to need. So that other person's getting what they want and I'm not getting what I want. And then after a while, there's this huge discrepancy between what they get and what I get. And then I resent that discrepancy and now I'm going to get what I want, but it ends up being at their expense. When I respect their needs and wants and I don't respect my own needs and wants, we call that being passive. Other people, when there's a potential conflict, they respect their needs and wants, but they don't respect the needs and wants of the other person. I'm going to get what I want. I don't care if I have to knock you down, step on your toes. I'm going to get what I want. When I respect my needs and wants, and I don't respect the needs and wants of the other person, we call that being aggressive. And what the program is going to do is it's going to show you tools that you can use to work through potential conflicts with another person in a way that I'm respecting my needs and wants, and I'm respecting the needs and wants of the other person. When I resolve a conflict in that manner, we call that being assertive. And when I resolve a conflict in an assertive manner, I'm going to be able to look that other person in the eye and know that I'm treating them fairly. And I'm going to be able to look myself in the mirror and know that I'm treating myself fairly. That's going to allow me to feel better about myself and to raise my self-esteem and or to maintain my self-esteem. So the program is going to show you tools that you can use to work through potential conflicts with another person in a way that I'm respecting my needs and wants, and I'm respecting the needs and wants of the other person, and I'm being assertive. We all have emotional wounds. No one goes through life without experiencing emotional wounds. When people die, that causes emotional wounds. When relationships break up, when people say or do hurtful things, when people make promises that they don't keep, when people say or do things that are hurtful, All these things cause emotional wounds. And what the program is going to do is it's going to help you to learn how to identify those emotional wounds and then show you tools that you can use in order to heal those emotional wounds. Emotional wounds have some similarities to physical wounds like cuts, and in some ways they're dissimilar. They're dissimilar in that I can't look at you and see your emotional wounds like I can your physical wounds. I can't say, wow, you got an abandonment wound on your shoulder. Boy, that thing is deep. You can't look at me and see my emotional wounds. We can't look in the mirror and see our own emotional wounds the way we can our physical wounds. The way we find out about our emotional wounds is as I'm interacting with another person, and then all of a sudden something happens and I get emotionally wounded. And then if I don't heal that, then something else happens, and then something else. And the next thing you know, I've got all these wounds, and it's like I can't even move my arm without being angry, or I can't move the other arm without being sad, or I can't be in this place without being hurt. So the program is going to help you to learn how to identify those wounds and show you tools that you can use to heal them so that you can get that full range of motion back again, and you'll be able to move that arm and or the other arm, because you're able to, when you do it, you're not going to be angry with that person, or you're not going to be sad, or you're not going to be disappointed. So we kind of get that full range of motion back again, and then we can function because we've healed that emotional wound. The emotional wound is similar to a physical wound, like a cut, in that when we get a cut, you know, and then we know that if we clean it out and we keep it clean, then when you bump into it, it doesn't hurt. Well, nobody enjoys running that cut under the water to get the dirt out. It's painful. But you know that if you don't, you're just going to prolong the suffering and you're going to delay the healing. Well, it's the same thing with our emotional wounds. It's no fun to get in there and clean them out. They're painful. But if we don't, we're going to prolong the emotional suffering and we're going to delay the emotional healing. So the program is going to help you to learn how to identify those wounds and then show you tools that you can use to heal them so that you don't keep bumping into them from relationship to relationship to relationship, or over and over and over again in the same relationship. Because what we'll do is we'll be in a relationship with someone, and then something will happen and we'll get an emotional wound. So then we leave that person and we embrace a new relationship. And then that new relationship does something that bumps into that old wound, and I'm in pain, and I'm blaming this new person for my pain, when the real reason I'm in pain is because I never healed that wound from before. So the program is going to help to learn how to identify those wounds and then show you tools that you can use to heal them so that you don't keep bumping into them from relationship to relationship to relationship, or over and over again in the same relationship. Number five, it's really easy to blame the other person for my unhappiness, but what the program is going to do is it's going to help you to see what it is that you're doing or not doing that is or isn't causing unhappiness. I can change what I'm doing. I can't change what that other person's doing. And if I spend my time and energy trying to change that other person, well, they're going to resist my trying to change them. So they're not going to change. That means the situation doesn't change. I'm blaming them not changing for why the situation isn't changing. And I'm not seeing that, no, the real reason why the situation isn't changing is because I'm not changing what I can change. So the program is going to help you to see what it is that you're doing or not doing that is or isn't causing unhappiness. Because I can change what I'm doing. I can't change what that other person's doing. Both are unable to see how they give their power and responsibility for their lives to the other. We do this in real subtle ways sometimes that we don't even realize. But if I'm a person who has a belief, you hit me, I'm going to hit you. You yell at me, I'm yelling right back at you. You give me the cold shoulder, I'm giving you the cold shoulder. Well, if I'm being that way, then who I'm being is someone who's going through life giving all of my power away to everybody. Because what I'm saying in essence is anybody, you, can make me hit you, yell at you, give you the cold shoulder anytime you want. All you have to do is do it to me first. And if I'm being that way, then who I'm being is someone who's going through life reacting to everything around me instead of responding. A reaction is an automatic, pre-programmed way of dealing with something. You hit me, I hit you. There's no thinking involved when I react. When I respond, I look at all of my choices, and then I pick the one that best suits my needs. So I can hit you back, I can call the police, I can take a timeout, I can end the relationship, I can insist that we both get counseling in order for the relationship to continue. So I look at all of my choices, and then I pick the one that best suits my needs. Responding requires thinking. Reacting, there is no thinking. So the program is going to help you to see where you're responding and where you're reacting, where you're giving your power away to other people, circumstances, and situations, and letting what they do dictate what I'm going to do and what I need to do to take my power back so that I'm dictating what I need to do. Because what we'll do sometimes is we'll say, well, they were being a jerk. That's why I was being a jerk. Well, if it's not okay to be a jerk, then just because they're being a jerk doesn't mean it's okay for me to be a jerk. So the program is going to help you to see where you're giving your power away to other people, circumstances, and situations, and letting what they do dictate what I'm going to do and what I need to do to take my power back so that I'm dictating what I need to do. Both expect the other to make their lives fulfilled. Once again, I can't control what other people do, but I can control what I'm doing. And what the program is going to do is it's going to help you to see what it is that you're doing or not doing that is or isn't causing fulfillment, because I can change what I'm doing. I can't change what that other person's doing. We all want to be loved. And what I find that makes a person desperately want to be loved is that when you get down to it, they really don't know how to give love to themselves. They can say, yeah, I love myself, but they don't know how to give love to themselves. And we all need love. Love is like oxygen. If you don't get any oxygen, what's going to happen? You're going to die. And so And we all need love like we need oxygen. And so if I'm not able to get any oxygen on my own and or love, and I rely on this other person for my oxygen or love, and then they say, okay, that's it, no more oxygen or love for you. And then I'm going to grab them and want to say, you know, you're not, you got to stay here because I want you to stay in this relationship, because I'm not able to give that to myself. I'm expecting it from them. By the same token, if I'm not able to give that oxygen or love to myself, and then that other person is being verbally, emotionally, or physically abusive to me, I may allow that other person to say or do abusive things to me so that I can get that oxygen or love. So it doesn't matter if I'm the perpetrator of abuse or I'm the recipient of abuse. They're both two sides of the same coin. The coin being someone trying to get oxygen or love from the other person because they're not able to give that oxygen or love to themselves. So the program is going to show you how to give that love to yourself. And when I'm able to give that love to myself, then when that other person threatens to cut me off, I'm more likely to have a response that would sound something similar to, well, if that's what you have to do, go ahead. Listen, why don't we sleep on it and we'll talk about it tomorrow? I'm not going to say, oh, no, you're not. You're going to stay here and keep them in the relationship. By the same token, if I'm able to give that oxygen or love to myself, then when that other person is being verbally, emotionally, or physically abusive to me, I'm more likely to be able to draw a boundary and say, I don't deserve to be treated this way. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So the program is going to show you how to give that love to yourself so you don't have to make someone stay in your life or allow someone who's being abusive to you to remain in your life because you're seeing that other person as your only resource for love. No one is going to go through life without being frightened, disappointed, or hurt. And it's about learning how to soothe myself through my fears and disappointments and hurts so that I'm in control of myself as I'm working through it. And I'm not letting it get control of me and turn into violence. It's like being at the ocean. when you're in that water, those waves break and they can do a real number on you. They can knock you down, turn you upside down. But you learn that if that wave starts to break, if I dive into that wave, then the water trickles over the top of me and I pop my head up on the other side. It doesn't have anywhere near the devastating impact on me like it does when I'm standing there and I'm trying to resist it. Well, it's the same thing with our fears and our disappointments and our hurts. When we can learn how to identify them and see what we need to do to work through them, they don't have anywhere near the devastating impact on us like they do when we try to resist them with our anger or by numbing out or using distractions or addictions. So the program is going to help to learn how to identify those fears and disappointments and hurts and then show you tools that you can use to work through them so that you're in control of yourself as you're working through it. You're not letting it get control of you and come out as anger or violence. So this is all what the program is going to do. Does it sound like anything you'd be interested in?
Definitely.